Blog Talk Radio.
This is a test show for the eventual stream of the show. And so right now what I'm trying to do is do everything from memory from the first time I tested it. And so far, I have almost everything working, I believe. I'm about to get a confirmation in a second from my co-host to see if it's only trying to open the underlying part, which doesn't work. Okay. So let's put some music back on. What's the best? So far, I'm not having much success. Okay, I can't do that. That's already. We are live, though. I cannot find where. Oh, wait, where's this? Connections, transitions, nope. This is really terrible. All right, so since I'm already online, I can't do that. There's general. So it's not giving me an option to give y'all a link from where I'm actually streaming from. So this test just ain't gonna work. Backup server. Let's see what happens when I click this. Okay, no, that can't be all right. Wow. Thank you. Okay, that's just that edit. Won't let me open up the chat. Oh man. Don't think this is gonna work, y'all. Oh, you know what I could do? I guess it would work. Ah. All right, let's try this.
I'm going to go to the next one. Is it the shoes?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead and tell us where you're calling from and list your name.
Hey, good evening. This is Jamal from Macon.
What's up, Jamal? What's going on, dude?
I'm good, man. How you doing today?
Just, you know, coronavirus. You know how it go.
Yeah, man. It's definitely got us definitely changing some habits. So, for sure, a lot of people getting creative with get through the quarantine. So, yeah, I see this is no different.
Yeah, how's your side of the world making going?
It's going, man. Like I said, working remotely. Thankfully, a lot of what I do is remote. A lot of what I do is digital. So it hasn't really affected my productivity as far as what I do. But definitely, it's just you kind of, when you're out and about, you really have a kind of a higher sense of just, I don't know. You definitely interact with people a lot differently. I just say that, you know. You see people,
yeah.
And you definitely. It's one of those things where you used to just going up, giving somebody like a pound, a handshake, or whatnot, and now it's kind of like, yeah, can I rub my elbow with you, or just, you know, give a nod or whatever.
Well, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. So it's definitely different, man. But hey, it's our new normal.
Well, that's what I was just telling someone before, because a lot of people are kind of almost ranting and raving that they want to get it back to normal as fast as possible. And I'm like, you can't be in a hurry in something like this because, you know, there's, as of right now, there's no real treatment, at least not that I've heard of. And so, you know, they're going to have to find something. And then in the meantime, you got to be cautious. You got to be aware, cognizant, all that stuff, especially if you got kids. You know, family, loved ones,
right.
All that kind of good stuff. So it's like you said, the new normal is you have to do this right now, or else. You know, there ain't no coming back from the alternative, right? So it's something else right now, boy. I tell you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you said, and the thing that I try to stress to people right now is that even though. A lot of people are saying, well, if you're young, if you're not like in your 60s or 70s, then you'll be fine. If you get it, you're going to come back from it. But my thing is, as contagious as it is, you might be fine, but you might be around an elder person or you might be around somebody who has a bad immune system that
exactly.
can catch it. And that's the part that people are not really understanding. I mean, I've seen people that are going around conducting themselves like there's no social distancing, or they don't understand what the real meaning of social distancing is. They're having kickbacks and get-togethers like it's just the regular
thing.
They're
having full parties in Atlanta, Jamal. I've seen club flyers in the whole nine yards. I've seen castings of music videos, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's disturbing to me. Because like you said, you might have it, not have no symptoms, and you can pass it on very simply and casually from normal, you know, doing business hours, so to speak, right? And
right.
Like I said, all ages are affected. You've had little kids. You have a 17-year-old die in California. There's a 30-year-old that died in Fort Myers, Florida, somewhere I used to live. There's a 30-year-old in New York that I know personally who has it right now, and she's been quarantined for 2 weeks. She works from home. So somehow she still got it, you know? So I'm like, you know, the risk-reward factor, again, there ain't no coming back. And right now there's no treatment, so why would you want to risk it? I've self-quarantined myself for my mom. I don't go in the house no more. You know, I took her through the door. It is what it is. It's a sacrifice, but I'd rather that than be having that on my conscience later, you know? So,
yeah.
And I think people don't understand the reaction of the shutting down of restaurants and sporting events and public areas and just the congregating together and stuff like that. They don't understand it. Churches in Atlanta still going strong. Thousands of people all together, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all know y'all can do this on video, right? You know?
Exactly. Yeah. That's crazy because that you say that because in, I don't know, Cartersville, which is where a lot of my family's from. My mother's side of the family's from Cartersville. there was a I think a bunch of people from that one church contracted the virus just from going to church. And like
wow.
you said, you know, technology these days has allowed us to where you can do church online. You can do a lot of DJ Nice had a whole club going online. So it's not like you can't do a lot of stuff virtual. And
yeah.
I think people that don't know how to disconnect from social events, they're having a hard time because, like you said, it's crazy that people are still having casting events and club parties and things like that when the urgency is there where we cannot, you know, allow ourselves to get any deeper than we are.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, Jamal. I think I got Jordan on the line. Jordan, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Jamal,
all
what's
right.
happening?
On,
happy
hey.
Birthday to you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. How you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to stay, you know, healthy out here in these virus-filled streets, sir. I'm still out working. I still got to get out and work and everything, and I deal with a lot of people. So I'm end up either sanitizing my hands to the point where they're like leather gloves or washing the black off of them before this thing is all said and done. One of the two.
Hey, whoever's on 0928 phone number, you're live as well. Go ahead and tell us who you are.
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Jamal? What's going on?
What's up?
How y'all doing?
All right.
Marcus.
Hey,
what's up, Marcus?
What's up, man?
What's up, Marcus?
We got the whole game together tonight.
All right.
I was listening to the conversation y'all was having, Chris. Nah, there ain't no more club stuff going on in Atlanta no more. Keisha Lance
shut
all that.
All right, cool.
They shut
all
that.
All right, cool.
That's not happening anymore. But what I have been disappointed at, and I hate to say this, boy, I hate to say it. I'm not, definitely not saying it's the case for everywhere. But this, in my observation around this city, black people are not doing a good job of social distancing, sir. When you go in a Walmart or grocery store, like in, you know, up in the high-end areas like Sandy Springs and whatnot, people are automatically given space in line and whatnot. Like here in Walmart, in the black areas, people are just crowding all up on you. You know, you got to be like, hey, man, can you give me a few feet? And then just out in these streets, like, you know, I saw a lot of brothers yesterday at the park in Atlanta, and they was like all huddled up in like groups talking. And I'm like, man, why don't y'all spread apart? Not social distancing.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, I will say
that's just what I'm seeing.
My whole life.
Like I said, I'm still out working, so, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people. What I'm concerned about is like supplies. Like I know I've been in probably over 20 stores in the last 3 weeks, and I've yet to find one thing of hand sanitizer, one thing of Lysol, one thing of Lysol wipes in any of these stores. And I still have some of these things left from before because I like some people. I actually bought these things before they were cool to buy. But I'm just concerned about people like myself that still got to go to work. What happens when all of this stuff runs out and you can't find it anymore? Because, like, I had started making my own sanitizer using the 92% isopropyl alcohol, but now people are caught on to that, and that's not in stores anymore. Aloe gel is not in stores anymore that you mix with that to make hand sanitizer. So it's getting crazy up here, sir.
Marcus, what's your experience been so far, man? And good talk to you.
It's been a little bit different. It's been a little different. I'm further south than y'all, so it has not quite as strict up down here as it is up there. But we starting to feel
what
some of
the
effects here. I'm in Warner Robins. I'm about 2 hours south of Atlanta.
Auburn is like South Georgia, where I'm from, is getting battered. Like, Doherty County has the second most cases after Fulton County in the state of Georgia.
Whew. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Crazy. I got a sister. She's working in the hospital up north there in, I think, Norcross. Said they have way more cases than they're reporting come in. But it's like the other part of it is they run out of tests out there, too. So I'm
right.
Like, man, how many people are going in being turned away? They actually have it, And then they got to try. It's basically like I always treat myself like I already have it. So I'm trying to keep everybody else safe from what I might have.
Right.
Right.
Because I treat myself like I had the flu 2 weeks ago. But I was scared because I wasn't sure. Was it the flu? Was it allergies? Was it corona? I wasn't sure. So I treated it like I actually had it. But it's definitely affecting me because I'm an outside person. I used to playing basketball on the weekends. So, but now, you go to the basketball court, everything kind of like deserted down there now.
Yeah, I don't think social distancing works for basketball. I mean, everybody just shooting.
I mean, I was gonna try to play with a mask the other day. It was kind of uncomfortable, so I'm rethinking that now. So I don't know.
It's hard. You don't realize how much contact it actually is in basketball.
I'm just saying, I can block out, but it's the breathing part. You know, it's that. You know, it's. I ain't worried about it because you could always hand sanitize that, and just as long as you don't put your hands in your face and lick at your fingers and stuff, this is the normal stuff. But it's the whole breathing thing, and you know, that random person who don't want to put their arm on their mouth when they cough and sneeze and stuff like that, that's the risk, you know, factor for me a little bit. So, you know, I don't know. That's going to be different as well over these next couple of months, I guess. But it's a learning.
Yeah.
Everybody, and again, we gotta be mindful of what's happening out there, and it's worse in some areas, of course, than others. But you have to almost, it could get that worse where you're at too. So you gotta all the warnings, all the precautions. You gotta do it if you care. Now, of course, we know there's a lot of people who just don't care, and that's what you got to really protect about more so than anything. Those crazy people who want to try to make you sick, they know they're sick, and they want to make you sick too because they're sick. Those kind of people we got to watch out for.
Oh, yeah, you got a point right there because, I mean, it's a lot of people that really, they're really just carefree with this whole thing, and they really, for lack of a better term, they just don't give a damn. You know, they just. They're like, well, if I get it, I get it. I'm going to live my best life. Like, those kids that went down to spring
Florida.
Break down in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, that
like,
was ridiculous.
That right there was just – and I had a friend of mine that was kind of trying to justify the whole thing, talking about, well, think about yourself at 21 years old. You probably would have done the same thing. I said, I don't think so. No. I mean, this is a different animal right here. It's not like it's not even like back when we had Ebola or – SARS or all those other things, like this is something that is really come home, like it just hit home. You know, a lot of that stuff never really came to the United States, but this right here is
this is ground zero. Yeah, and there's people, and that was the other thing that upset me the other day was that you had people saying that, okay, well, where are all the dead bodies at? Where are all the pictures of the full hospitals and things of that nature, and I basically had to do a whole synopsis of, okay, so since you don't see it, you don't believe it. So everything you don't personally see, you need to stop using it now because you didn't see it get made, right? You need to stop eating food from other places because you didn't see it get made, so you can't eat that. It's not real, you know? And so you have to actually experience someone personally die in your lap for you to believe it. This is happening, sir. And I guess that's what it is, where the mentality has just changed from one generation to another generation. But it's still no excuse, though, for me. It's scary.
I mean, I understand the skepticism, question everything. I mean, because honestly, when you look at swine flu, we had a lot of cases of swine flu in this country and a lot of people died, and they weren't treating it like this. You know what I mean? But what I'm gathering from information I'm reading is this is just much more contagious than anything we've seen. It's not more deadly than Ebola or swine flu or whatever, but it's just more contagious. And, I mean, the mask thing is something I thought was not necessary at first because, you know, hearing doctors here, they said that only wear a mask if you're sick. But after, like, looking at some further information, I heard a doctor from Hong Kong, and they know quite a bit about those diseases over there. And they said that the mask, was, along with, you know, keeping your hands clean, was the single most thing you could do to protect yourself from something like this.
Right.
And so what I gather from that is I believe that here they told us that because they didn't want people getting all the masks. They don't want, you know, the janitor at the hospital stealing the mask and taking them home to his family. They're trying to make sure the medical people stay straight. But wearing the mask actually does help with the information I'm gathering. Because what I'm hearing – And what I didn't know the last time we did a show, Chris, is that this thing can stay airborne. After someone sneezes or coughs, this thing can stay airborne for up to 3 hours. They've been able to detect particles in the air for up to 3 hours. They've been able to detect particles on stainless steel and plastic for up to 3 days. So they can still find traces of this virus on a cruise ship 17 days after no one was on it. Now, obviously, yep. At 17 days, it's not still not spreadable. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, this thing is out here, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we got more information on it than we had when it first came out.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, because people weren't taking it serious. They were thinking it was like a flu. And they were saying the numbers, but more people die from the flu than this. Like, it ain't that serious. The body count is real low. But what you got to understand, though, is that this particular disease or this virus here, it takes about 14 days, up to 14 days to actually start showing symptoms. So that virus is inside you growing and everything. You growing my life like, I'm not showing no symptoms. I'm good. And you might be good. But the person next to you might not be good. They might have respiratory issues, they might have asthma. And that's a high body count right there. And then kids going back and forth to school. I saw it coming back in February. They're going to start shutting schools down.
Yeah.
You know how fast kids get sick, that little summer bug, every year it happens. I was like, they got to shut that school down. Especially the little one kid.
Right. Here,
and then all of a sudden, like wildfire. But they weren't taking
I just don't think they're going to let them open up the schools. I just refuse to believe it. And then if they do, I don't see how any parents will let their kids go back to school. Not until there's a surefire treatment of some sort in place. Because until then, that's just too much risk.
A
lot of schools have already canceled for the year for whatever. So I don't see them really reversing that. Now, next year is where you have the problem, because if there's not a vaccine or whatever, it's a chance this thing could come back next year like a seasonal flu. It is like the flu in some ways. In fact, it's less than the flu for some people. Some people get it and barely have any symptoms or no symptoms at all. Or it's just like they got a cold, not the flu. The problem is for people with compromised immune systems and major health problems, it becomes pneumonia with their body trying to fight it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so when their body tries to fight it off, it fills the lungs up with fluid for those people, and it becomes a pneumonia. That's where it's dangerous, really dangerous.
Yeah, and that's the thing right there. The biggest thing is how contagious it is. Cause like I said, a flu, you know, you could be right next to somebody with the flu and not catch it. But this right here, like you're saying, is so airborne, and there's so many unknown factors with it that you could be next to somebody with it and feel fine. Like you said, feel fine for 2 weeks and be carrying that virus, and you'll be fine, but then you go next to somebody that has a compromised immune system or has other issues, and then they're going to show symptoms a lot quicker where you've never shown any symptoms. So that's the unknown factor that is so scary about the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still trying to research.
And
not
how long
they
can last on surfaces, that's the other thing that's scary. Like 3 days is a long time for a virus just to be sitting on stainless steel. And so just think about every door you open, every door you touch. That's why I've been opening doors with, you know, Lysol wipes and, you know, with a napkin with hand sanitizer on it. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, too, is what determines them being clear or what's the all clear. Because what I was reading over there in China, what they determined all clear was they tested negative for the test in 24 hours, and then they sent them back home. But and they send them back home. Are they still contagious, or are they considered cured, or what's the deal with that? And they don't have no clear answer.
And that's what I've been trying to determine, because it's like I've not heard anything that they've had a treatment out there that says, okay, this is reversing the respiratory issues that this virus particularly does to where you're on a respirator and you're in a induced coma. You know, I haven't heard anything yet. You know, are they just relying on the body to do it, or, you know?
Well, for a lot of people it is, but for the more sick patients, they begin using an experimental combination of drugs. One of them is that hydrochloroquine that's been in the news, a couple of other drugs combined with it, and they have good results out of it so far. It's also been done in France, and a study in France is showing, like, they gave it to people who had the pneumonia from it, And, you know, their breathing was restored within a few hours. And in a few days, like, their lungs actually cleared up. So early signs on that are good. Now, that don't mean you could just go drink. What was the guy that died? He drank fish tank cleaner that can contain chloroquine. You can't go drink something just because it has
Yeah, that was foolish. That was so foolish.
And it's not a vaccine. It's a treatment drug. So if you don't have – the funny thing is the guy that died, didn't even him and his wife, they didn't even have coronavirus. They thought drinking this fish tank cleaner would keep them from getting it, which is crazy. But, yeah, I mean, even if you had the real drug, it's not a preventative. It's a treatment drug. And even if you had the real drug, how would you know what doses to take for coronavirus? You know what I mean? So,
This is the thing that get me, though. Like, is it any surprise that we're number one now? What you just said right there, and then with folks still not doing social distancing, is it any surprise that we're number one right now?
I'm not surprised at all. To be honest with you, I don't buy that we're number one because I don't trust China's numbers. I saw an article from a couple different sources that says that 21 million people have turned off cell phones in China in the last 3 months. Now, some of those people are people having, you know, they had a second or third line for business and they got those turned off. I get that. But not 21 million. And the thing is with China, it's not like you can just not have a phone in China. You're required to have a phone in China because all your documents, your government documents are on your phone in China. And so the fact that they lost 21 million cell phone users tells me that more people die from this over there than what they're telling us. That's the way I wouldn't necessarily trust China, but I do agree with what you guys are saying. The fact that some people aren't taking it serious is why we got more cases than we should have. But honestly, this thing has been here longer than we knew. And so, and with the fact that there are asymptomatic people
definitely.
That can spread it, it's tough to stop. Because like you say, people are feeling fine, even, you know, and they're trying to keep their distance or whatever. But if they just want to run around, and I pray I'm not one of those people. You know what I mean? Because I still got to work. But, you know, some people just run around here spreading it and not even knowing that they're spreading it. So it's crazy.
I think it has been longer here than what people were saying.
Yeah, it's been there for a while because they know China has had it at least since early December, and it may have been before that. You know what I mean? So it's been people that travel to and from, you know, that Wuhan, China area because that's the industrial area. That's where a lot of your factories, your plants are. So you got people from the U.S. doing business over there traveling to and from the area all the time. So I believe not only has it been in the United States, it's been here in Atlanta for a while because we got the business airport in the country. So
business
it only
airport,
makes sense.
Yep.
Right.
You got
so
a lot of people
that's
been.
The lack of testing is hurting us in a way, but I understand what they're trying to do because they're putting out more and more tests. And they've actually said that the U.S. is now testing more people for the virus than South Korea did. But the thing is you got to show symptoms to get a test because they can't afford to just let anybody walk in there and get a test yet. So once they get more and more tests out, I think eventually they're going to let anybody take a test. So you'll know if you're asymptomatic or not. But right until that happens right now, it's rough.
Well, they come up with a quick test now. Well, you do it on the spot. They're doing like a 15-minute test now. It's in testing right now. So that's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
I was thinking about this, like how you said it's been here for a while. I was thinking when they shut down the NBA, and was the first person to get it? I was like, he wasn't the first person to get it. He was the first person to get tested and actually come up
and
live.
He found out,
They had to. Because you got to think, it's a multiplier. Yeah, whoever they played the night before and whoever they played the night before, it multiplies exponentially.
But you know, I thought about that because, you know, when
it
first came out, I thought about that.
Before games and stuff like that, too, so he could have got it from a fan.
But, you know, I thought about that, like, when they first came out and they was talking about, you know, kind of like the butterfly effect and, you know, okay, well, they played this team and then they played this team and then they had these referees. At first, when that news came out, we were kind of trying to limit it to just that. But like he was saying, man, this thing has probably been around since at least December, maybe earlier than that. So who's to say somebody had coronavirus back in November, you know, November, December.
Right.
And we just wasn't educated enough about it. And the Rudy Gobert thing was kind of like the pinnacle of the whole thing where, okay, now we got to shut down sports. Now we got to shut down the NBA. But this thing probably was going around in December if people just were not aware of it.
So definitely, yeah, but you got to think about it. A lot of times, especially you think about our team, the 6-man section when they do the high five and tunnel. That's infinite contact right there. Because
right.
6-man goes out there, everybody giving out high fives and everything. Then you got the staff, the coaching staff, the cheerleaders, the practice team. That's a whole organization that you got to deal with. And then when they go off and play teams up in New York, I heard the owner got it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Dolan has it. Prime Minister over there in UK has it. All kind of people. So, well, guys, first of all, I want to say thanks for calling in to help me test this stream out. I'm going to be starting to do live streams soon. So I'm trying to get the hang of it a little bit and trying to correlate it with the live show and everything. So I definitely appreciate y'all calling in, chipping in for me. Got a lot of stuff coming up the rest of this year. And since we got this dead time, I'm going to try to kind of make up for lost time the last couple of weeks. I've been, you know, trying to get stuff. I started working from home myself, actually, because of all of this. And also, you know, trying to help my mom because she's not able to go out because of the virus and whatever. She has underlying health issues and whatnot. So I do definitely appreciate y'all helping me out because I'm going to be trying to come back strong here. So thanks for y'all taking out the time to call in tonight.
Yeah, man, anytime. Appreciate it.
All right, well, until next time, hopefully we'll be on the air tomorrow, Sunday. And for everybody who was listening to all the craziness up before all the guys started calling, appreciate y'all's patience, me trying to get stuff up and running. And then hopefully y'all enjoyed Marcus, Jamal, and Jordan kind of just chiming in what's going on while we have this dead time in sports. So just remember, around ATL is for y'all. And every now and again, we get into a non-sports topic, and we all caught it today. So appreciate y'all again. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Jordan. And that's going to do it. Let me go ahead and play some outro music, and we're going to get out of here for tonight, y'all. We'll be right back.